Why do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We're continuing to learn with Pauline and her experiences as she takes her family to Disney World to celebrate Christmas. Disney World, this place where dreams come true. And they are there at Christmas. I wonder, have you ever been to an amusement park or a theme park during the holidays, Carolyn?
I have not, Gabe, but this does sound like a very interesting way to celebrate Christmas because Disney is not just a place where you enjoy their movie-themed rides with all of their characters, but they actually put on a lot of special performances for the holidays.
It's true, and we're going to learn more about that in today's lesson. I would really like to visit Disneyland or Knott's Berry Farm. That's another big amusement park. During Halloween. They make everything really scary as well. All right, so there are different times of the year where you can celebrate in different ways at amusement parks. Let's continue learning with Pauline as she shares about this place where dreams come true.
Where dreams come true. Movie lovers won't want to miss the great movie ride at Disney's Hollywood Studios. We are excited to watch some classic movie clips. Our all-time favorite, Star Wars. Star Tours, a motion-simulated space flight, gives us a chance to experience adventure in 3D. On Christmas Eve, Epcot holds a special celebration, the Candlelight Processional. A full orchestra with a mass chorus holding candles performs traditional Christmas music and songs. A famous person reads the Christmas story from the Bible.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Disney World in Orlando, Florida is full of lots of things to see and do. In part two of our Life in America series, Pauline shares some of these activities with us. Let's take a look at our keywords for the day before we begin. Clip. Clip is a noun. These movie clips really show what the old movies used to be like. Chorus. Chorus is a noun. The school's high school chorus is holding a concert tonight. Bible. Bible is a noun. The Bible tells about the creation of the world and God's love for us. Come to an end. Come to an end is an idiom. As the concert came to an end, everyone stood up and clapped. Your more information word is motion simulated. Motion simulated is an adjective. Let's jump right in.
Well, I think it would be great to get to hear the Christmas story being read at Disney World. Now, we go back to the beginning of our lesson here. Movie lovers won't want to miss the great movie ride at Disney's Hollywood Studios. So, this is a big, exciting time for Pauline and her family because they love this ride.
Well, I don't want to miss that great movie ride as well. If I visit Disney World, I want to enjoy that ride. We are excited to watch some classic movie clips. Okay, that's what you can do on this ride. And I really am interested in enjoying that ride sometime. Well, let's take a look at our word from the word bank, clip. Here we're talking about a movie clip. That means it's not the full movie. It's just a little segment of it.
That's right. So just a small part of something. And usually we use this word to describe a small part of media. So a movie clip, maybe a clip from a song, so a music clip, or it could be a clip from a TV show or a cartoon. You can clip media and just play a short part of it.
Or maybe even with the newspaper, you could have a clip from the newspaper. You just cut it out. That could be a clip from the newspaper. Okay, so this is a short clip of something. And she continues here, our all-time favorite, Star Wars. All right, that's her all-time favorite show. Well, let's take a look at that phrase. What does it mean, all-time something?
Well, if something is all time, that means that nothing else can compare to it. You try to make a comparison between one thing and all of the other things that are like it in history, and they just don't compare. So if you say all-time favorite movie, that means that that is the best movie and no other movie is even worth watching compared to that one.
And another way you could use this phrase, all time, is maybe to talk about the economy. Maybe the economy is at an all-time low. So that means the economy is doing very poorly. It's never been worse in history. It's at an all-time low. But let's stay positive here. We're talking about their all-time favorite, Star Wars.
That's right. And we see a play on words here. Star Tours, a motion simulated spaceflight, gives us a chance to experience adventure in 3D. So Star Wars has become a ride called Star Tours.
And I have been on this ride, not at Disney World, but at Disneyland. And it's quite an interesting ride. As we can see here, it's a motion simulated space flight. Simulated. That means they make something to feel similar to the real thing. They make something to feel like you're actually in outer space in this motion simulated space flight.
And it's in 3D, so I'm sure it seems very real. Well, we continue reading about other special Christmas events at this time of year. We read, on Christmas Eve, the night before Christmas, Epcot holds a special celebration, the Candlelight Processional.
Well, that's kind of a big word, processional. You're proceeding with something. The Candlelight Processional. Well, I think you have to be there to experience it to really know what this is. But Pauline does describe it a little bit here. She says, a full orchestra with a mass chorus holding candles performs traditional Christmas music and songs.
Well, let's take a look at the word from our word bank, chorus. Now, a chorus is a group of people who come together and sing as one body. So not individual people singing, but they all sing together. And it's something that a lot of people go to church for. People will sing in a chorus at church or even at school.
And maybe you've heard the word choir. It's kind of similar, C-H-O-I-R. Carolyn, have you ever sung in a choir or in the chorus somewhere?
I have. I am actually a member of the choir at church, and I have been singing with the church choir or chorus since I was maybe 5?
Wow. You've been singing for a long time. I started singing in the choirs at my schools since I was in junior high or so. I also enjoy singing. Well, do you ever take part in the chorus or the choir somewhere? Now, you can hear a mass chorus. That means there's a lot of people here at Disney World. And a famous person reads the Christmas story from the Bible. All right, so every year, famous people read the Christmas story from the Bible. And it's not just one night. It's over maybe a couple of weeks. So many different famous people or celebrities will read this story.
That's right. And we have a key word, the word Bible. Now, the Bible is the book that Christians use because it is the Word of God. And it is made of 66 different books that tell us all about God and His love for His people.
And of course, where can you find the Christmas story? The real meaning of Christmas is actually found in the Bible. And you can find it in the book of Luke. It tells a very good story, a very full story of Jesus' birth. Okay, now if something is in the Bible, you can use an adjective to describe it. Biblical, B-I-B-L-I-C-A-L, a biblical story, but you don't use the capital B. However, if you're talking about the Bible, there's always a capital B there.
That's right. And we want to talk about biblical references with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud. Then we'll join Michelle in the Language Lab.
Regardless of your religious beliefs, you can't deny the impact the Bible has had on almost every facet of Western society. Not only does it form the core of big holidays like Christmas, it has dramatically shaped politics, literature, law, and science.
And the arts. Leonardo da Vinci's well-known painting, The Last Supper, and George Handel's musical masterpiece, Messiah, both came from the Bible.
A more current example is DreamWorks' animated movie, Prince of Egypt. It, too, came from the Bible.
Well, the Bible is also responsible in part for shaping the English language. There are lots of familiar idioms, phrases, and sayings that come from this book.
Right. Just the other day, I picked up a secular magazine published here in Asia with a biblical reference right on the front cover. It was, in fact, a direct quote from Jesus. Flipping through the magazine, I discovered another biblical reference to a poem written by Israel's most famous king, David.
So the point is, the more we're able to recognize and understand biblical references, the better our English will become, right?
Exactly. If you truly want to master English, you've got to become familiar with the Bible.
今天的课文讲到， 在圣诞夜迪士尼的 Epcot Center 会请某一个名人朗读圣经中的圣经故事。 其实圣经在西方的历史和文化都扮演了重要的角色。 达文西著名的 Last Supper 最后的晚餐 以及韩德尔的弥赛亚 都是基于圣经里的故事所创作的。 梦工厂的动画埃及王子 也是个圣经故事。 许多的报章杂志所下的标题 也会有 圣经的典故。若是想要把英文学好，最好能够多熟悉圣经里的故事和记载。这就是今天的Info Cloud，我们下次云端见。Hi
everyone, I'm Michelle。首先我们看的是 clip 这个名词。clip 在这里是指电影的片段，例如the movie clip really grabbed the audience's attention。这段电影的片段真的抓住了观众的注意力。 或者是they showed a clip of Matt Damon being chased by special agents. 他们播出了一段麦特戴蒙被情报员追杀的片段。Clip也可以当动词，意思是剪报。例如Susie loves to clip recipes out of the newspaper. Susie喜欢把报纸上的食谱剪下来。接续我们看的是motion simulated这个形容词。motion是指动作。 Simulated是simulate, 模仿或模拟这个动词的过去分词, 所以motion simulated是指动作模拟的, 例如, the animator spent months mastering this motion simulated software. 其实动画是花了几个月的时间学习掌握这个动作模拟的软体, 或者是, the motion simulated game is very popular among teens. 这个动作模拟的游戏很受到青少年的欢迎。
Well, if you had a chance to visit Disney World at Christmas time, what would you like to experience? So far, we've learned about how you can enjoy the great movie ride at Disney's Hollywood Studios. And of course, our author, she has an all-time favorite ride, and it's based off of the movie Star Wars. This ride is called Star Tours. Or maybe you'd like to enjoy something else. A mass chorus, and someone famous reading the Christmas story from the Bible. Well, it seems like there's a lot to do at Disney World during Christmas time. Let's continue learning right now.
Where dreams come true. At Magic Kingdom, the magnificent fireworks above Cinderella's castle light up the sky. And now this dreamland is about to come to an end. Have your dreams come true yet? My children will grow up. We will get old. But the sweet memories our family is creating together here and now will stay in our hearts forever. My dream is to enjoy time with my family. And today, my dream has come true. Merry Christmas!
It is wonderful when dreams come true. And that is what we are reading about today. Now, let's read a little bit more about the Christmas celebration in Disney World. We read, at Magic Kingdom, the magnificent fireworks above Cinderella's castle light up the sky. And I'm sure that would be really beautiful, right, Gabe?
Well, right. I love fireworks. I would go out and buy my own fireworks when I was a kid. And now, of course, there are professional or great big fireworks shows at Disney World and Disneyland. And these fireworks light up the sky. That means it's night, but of course it seems like the sky is lit with these fireworks. What else lights up the sky? Lightning. That will light up the sky during a storm.
It certainly will. And here the fireworks are lighting up the sky. Pauline continues to write, and now this dreamland is about to come to an end. And that is so sad, but that is a phrase from our word bank, to come to an end. That means that something is about to finish. It is almost done. So how could you use this, Gabe?
Well, actually, this makes me think of a phrase that goes like this. All good things must come to an end. That's kind of gives you a negative feeling sometimes, but sometimes it's true. You're enjoying something so much, but then even that has to end sometime. So we say, all good things must come to an end.
And her time here in Disney World is coming to an end, and many other things come to an end. Maybe you're watching a movie and it is almost over. That means that the movie is coming to an end. Well, we have another question here for you. Have your dreams come true yet?
Have your dreams come true yet? Is this a type of hypophora? Is this question have an answer? Have your dreams come true yet? Well, Pauline says, my children will grow up. We will get old. It's true. We talk about getting older in life. But she says, but the sweet memories our family is creating together here and now will stay in our hearts forever.
Well, that is a very beautiful sentiment, a very beautiful way to look at things. And she says, here and now, which is a great phrase to know, because many times you might hear this used. If we are talking about the here and now, that means we are talking about the present moment. So not in the future, not in the past. You're not concerned about either of those things. You are just focusing and enjoying what is happening right now.
And I often hear that phrase, don't think about the future. Just focus on the here and now. Enjoy this moment. And that's what Pauline is doing. And of course, when you can really enjoy the here and now, then you will have some great memories later in life.
That's right. And she says that those memories will stay in their hearts forever. And that's really beautiful to have something stay in your heart forever. That means that it is a very important, cherished memory that you will never forget.
All right. Well, what kinds of things stay in your hearts forever? What stays in your heart for a long time? Maybe in elementary school or junior high, you had a teacher who was really kind, who made a big difference in your life. And they did things and gave you a lasting impression. So, of course, that teacher might stay in your heart forever.
That's right. Well, Pauline was asking, have your dreams come true yet? And she answers that question for herself. She says, my dream is to enjoy time with my family. And Gabe, what has happened?
Well, she says, and today my dream has come true. All right, well, what kind of dream do you have? And has your dream come true yet? What kinds of things do you dream about? If you dream about only making money and being really successful in life, well, you might keep on chasing after that dream and never get it because you always want more. So what kinds of things do you dream about? Maybe you're like Pauline, your dream is to enjoy time with your family. I think that's a dream worth having.
I think so too, Gabe, and it is a beautiful dream that has come true for Pauline, and these are memories that her family will cherish forever. They will just keep them in their hearts. And, you know, today is December 24th, which means it's Christmas Eve, Gabe.
Wait, it's Christmas Eve, the night before Christmas? Hey! I think we should wish our students a Merry Christmas.
I think that sounds like a great idea, and Pauline wants to do that as well in our article, so...
Let's say it together.
Merry Christmas!
All right, right now it's time for us to enjoy a review skit, and then we'll join Michelle in the language lab.
Every child has a dream.
That's right, and this is a dream come true, celebrating Christmas at Disney World!
Yeah, this is definitely a unique trip.
This whole place is decorated with lights and Christmas trees. Oh, look at all the decorations.
Holiday joy is in the air. There are Christmas parades and holiday performances.
I like the safari. You can glimpse giraffes and elephants. Merry Christmas, giraffes! Oh, Merry Christmas, elephants!
I like the Lion King show. Roar! It combines singing, dancing, and acrobatics.
Yeah. Oh, I wish we could join in.
We can!
We can?
Yeah!
Hooray! I'm also excited about the great movie ride.
Me too. We don't want to miss it. Oh, we can watch some classic movie clips.
That's right. Like our all-time favorite
Star Wars!
And we can experience a space flight in 3D.
Star Tours!
Oh, don't forget the special celebration, the candlelight procession.
Yeah, we can hear the Christmas story read from the Bible.
Mm-hmm. It will remind us of the true meaning of Christmas. Oh, and then it's followed by magnificent fireworks.
Every child has a dream.
And Christmas at Disney World is a dream come true.
Yay!
All right, 接下来我们看 come to an end 这个成语。Come to an end 是指结束或终止。例如 unfortunately, the party has to come to an end. 不幸的这个派对必须结束了。或者是 after weeks, the cold war between the couple finally came to an end. 几个星期之后这对夫妻的冷战终于告一段落。最后我们看的是 have your dreams come true yet? 里面的 come true 这个动词片语。Come true 是指愿望或梦想实现或成真。例如 we always dreamed about having a greenhouse, but we never thought it would come true. 我们一直盼望能拥有一个温室，但从来没有想过真的能够实现。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Our lesson is coming to an end, but we have had such a wonderful time learning about what it's like to spend Christmas at Disney World in Orlando, Florida. Now,Gay, we talked about so many different things. What was your favorite event?
Well, there's a lot. I would really like to see the Christmas parades that are mentioned in this article. And of course, also to see the live animals. You can see these elephants and different giraffes and things like that. Now, Carolyn, what about you? What would you really like to experience at Disney World's Christmas?
Well,For Christmas specifically, mm-hmm. I really want to go see the candlelight processional. I love Christmas music, and I'm sure that it would be a beautiful performance. And getting to hear famous people read the Christmas story sounds like a fantastic way to spend Christmas Eve.
I agree with you there. Now, just a little note about that candlelight processional. You have to pay a little extra to see it at Christmas, but I think it would be worth it.All right, well, it's time for us to say goodbye, but of course we'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom. And once again,
Merry Christmas! Christmas. At all times, a friend trust at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend lasts a lifetime.